You've said that twice now. It's a powerful statement that has sent chills up and down the spines of those in public health. What are you hearing from those in the world of developing vaccines?
Right now, we're seeing on a global basis a retrenchment in vaccine research and development because the United States is, in fact, the 800-pound gorilla in the corner that really drives how vaccines are purchased, how they're used. And if, in fact, you have the U.S. government saying we're not even going to review this particular process, why does anybody else want to invest in these? These studies that Moderna did cost millions and millions of dollars to do. And so we're going to just see, I think, the well dry up on new vaccines. And that's a huge challenge right now, as we surely need vaccines for our old flu vaccines, for COVID, et cetera. So, again, it just makes no sense whatsoever.
Can I ask you about what we've already seen with childhood vaccine recommendations, which we covered recently? Last month, the U.S. took the unprecedented step of reducing the number of vaccines recommended for every child from 17 to 11. They're basically emphasizing individual doctor-patient decisions rather than making universal recommendations. We're in new territory here, but what could be the impact of this, both short-term and long-term?
Well, the impact has already been felt, and that is the fact that parents, often, you know, in their 20s, with their young children, wanting to do best for their child, is now hearing about this discussion or debate or recommendation that maybe we hold back on vaccines. Well, when you're a physician, a nurse practitioner, a pharmacist trying to administer these vaccines, you have to try to explain, well, no, really, they still are just as recommended, but they're really not because the government says they're not. This kind of confusion just adds to the decreased uptake of these vaccines.